What about your wife? How old is she?
Who, my wife? Mm-hmm. My wife, I married, listen, my wife was here visiting. Mm-hmm. And I got around pretty good for a young fella, and I was a great dancer. Mm-hmm. I don't think as a man, bless his Lawrence Welch, can beat me dancing now, mm-hmm. waltzing. My brother John, who was a ladies' man and a fine-looking fella, and had personality plus, and all the girls was crazy about him, and he was a wonderful dancer. And he said to me one day, he said, do you want to learn how to dance? I said, I don't know. I said, why am I going to learn? He said, there's a teacher teaching up there in the Foreman Hall. Mm-hmm. And says, you can take a lessons, $5 for so many lessons. Mm-hmm. I said to him, I said, trouble me, I haven't got the $5. He said, you go on up there and see her, make a deal with her, and when she tells you she wants the money, you come to the store. He was working, had interest in Timberlake Hardware Company mm-hmm. there then. But later on, he was killed in the First World War. He's killed the 12th day of July, 1918. Mm-hmm. But I learned to dance, and I've danced across the state of Texas and back, and I still love to dance. Mm-hmm. And waltz, I tell you, Lawrence Welch is the only man I've seen waltz, and I think it beat me. Mm-hmm. And you know what I said? I said, if I ever had a chance to go up there, to go to California, where it was, going up and meet him and tell him I wanted to be on his program and show him how to dance back in Texas.
But tell me about your wife, though.
Tell my me. Wife was, I married, I'll tell you, I met my wife in my mother's house. Mm-hmm. And that night, my mother, I got ready and I was going downtown, and my mother said to me, says, you're not going to stay here for the party? I said, oh, no, I don't enter that crowd. I don't care about them. I was going to a little different crowd. This, my sister had been to Ward Belmont School in Tennessee and had a Christmas party. Mm-hmm. And my wife was out here visiting her cousin, Edith Mitchell, mm-hmm. from Mississippi. And so I went downtown that night, and I couldn't see anybody. And so I decided, well, I go back home to the party. Mm-hmm. And I was in the Christmas holidays, and I walked in there, and I saw my wife sitting there at the table. And I just said to Edith, who was a close friend of my sister, just younger than me, I said, Edith, what good-looking gal's that over there at the table? She said, oh, that's my cousin from Mississippi, Pauline Jackson. Mm-hmm. I said, well, by golly, that's her. I want to meet her. I knew right then, I laid my eyes on her, by golly, that I was going to marry her. I said, that's her.
How many years have you been married?
The 25th day, that's on Thanksgiving of this year, we'll be married 59 years.
Mm-hmm. So how old is your wife then?
She's 82 years old. The 10th day of July, she was 82 years old, and I was 82 on the 15th day of June. I'm 25 days older than she is.
How much education did she have?
She finished high school and went off to college 1 year, and then she went in training at the Lucy Brick Hospital at Memphis, Tennessee as a nurse. Uh-huh.
She's worked as a nurse?
Yeah. She just liked going to New York to take her last course. New York.
She's a Baptist too, I suppose.
No, she's a Methodist.
She is.
Yeah. You know, the Methodists, the Baptists believe in close communion. Uh-huh. The preacher used to say when he fixed the Lord's Supper and broke the bread, you know, and mm-hmm. he says, everybody like faith in order, you know, to stay. Well, you're the Methodist, some other denomination, you couldn't stay, you go on. Mm-hmm. You go out. And then just a few. And my wife's mother was a staunch Methodist and taught up Sunday school class here in Texarkana for years. And she said to me one day, she says, I think about close communion.